We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, or Kabbalah for the Student, page 367, item 142. Questions may be asked through kub.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 367, item 142. Now we can somewhat clarify the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, enough for a reliable perception in the quality of that wisdom. Thus, one will not deceive oneself with false imaginations, as the masses envisage. You should know that the Holy Torah divides into four discernments, which encompass the whole world of reality. Three discernments are discerned in the general reality of this world. They are called world, year, soul. The fourth discernment is the conduct of existence of the above three parts of reality, their nourishment, their conducts, and all their incidents. Item 143. Well, I don't know really what to add here. We need to understand that we're in a system here. It's a relation with the upper force. There's I and the system and the upper force. This system, its actions, its activations, its states, everything that's between me and this upper force, that is called the Torah. Because I'm in it with all my sensation, so all of my inner system is also called Torah. The Creator itself that we don't see, the way it's revealed for the creatures through that system, that is also called Torah. Because for its essence we don't speak about, and also on this inner point also we don't know about, we don't speak about that. Everything that I feel in this system of connection between us. Let's say this is Atzmuto, his essence. And on the other side is me, out of existence from absence. And all the rest is the system. I don't feel myself, I don't feel his essence. But if I feel myself as existing to some extent, never mind in what, then already I feel myself in some state in this system, as part of this system that is revealed to me. Meaning, reality is already the sensation of the Creator through this system of connection between us. That is why the Torah, is actually everything that I have. That on the one hand, the Creator is included in the Torah, and on the other hand, I am as well. Meaning the Torah is the sequence of the light, its influence that reaches me through this entire system. And in that system, this is a program that works in its time, as it's called, with the Reshimot from above to below, from below to above. And we have all the things that are part of it in my advancement from above, from others, and so on. It is all included in that system. And that is all. It divides it into four parts: world, year, soul, and realization of the reality. But to the extent that it's revealed, world, year, soul, I know what that is, and the realization of reality, there's this inner energy that revives all of this. That in science, we still don't understand where it comes from. Where does it all revolve from? We're like little children, we say, it just happens on its own. But those parts we have also in the perception of reality. Again, we show someone that so, in all the degrees, all of our reality is divided into world, year, soul, and realization of reality. Go ahead. Item 143. On page 368. The outer part of reality, like the sky and the firmaments, the earth and the seas, that are written in the Torah, all these are called world. The inner part of reality, man and beast, animals and various birds, etc., brought in the Torah, which exist in the above places called outer part, are called soul. The evolution of reality throughout the generations is called cause and consequence. For example, in the evolution of the heads of the generations from Adam HaRishon through Joshua and Caleb, who came to the land which are brought in the Torah, the father is considered the cause of the son, who is caused by him. This evolution of details of reality by way of the above cause and consequence is called year. Similarly, all the conducts of the existence of reality, both external and internal, in their every incident and conduct brought in the Torah, are called the existence of reality. Yes. According to that sketch, all the system between his essence to me, that is called Torah. But what is world, year, soul, and existence of reality? That is all included in the Torah. We have this system called Torah. Now, I'm here, let's say, in this part, in a certain part, in a certain perception of reality. So, how do I grasp it? As world, year, soul, and existence of reality, I have these four discernments. Four discernments. So, I'm in this unconsciousness, and suddenly I feel something that's called my reality, or the reality that I'm in, or the reality is being revealed to me, never mind. These things are always together, me and something else. I can't feel myself alone, and I can't feel reality without the I. So, reality is already me and something that's external. So it's called world, year, soul. World is the external vessel. Year is the times, cause and consequence. Nefesh, soul, is the inner thing that reveals it. But you can't detach nefesh, soul, from world and from year, because it influences one another. I can't say anything about myself if I don't speak about the world that I'm in. I can't know anything about myself while detached from the world, because I feel myself solid in a certain state, and so on. Meaning, from this mutual sensation between me and the world, I can say something about myself. Because I always need one thing and its oppositeness. I need a few discernments in order to give an opinion, in order to feel something. So we have world, year, soul, and the existence of reality, the inner force that revolves it. So he says that in our world, it's clear to a certain extent, and it also exists in reality. Now, when we read Chumash, or the books of Kabbalists, so for every point, if we enter there, we can discern between world, year, and soul, that the entire Pentateuch, that the entire Torah includes those four discernments. Go ahead. Item 144. Know that the four worlds are named in the wisdom of Kabbalah, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. When they came out and evolved, they emerged from one another like a seal and imprint. This means that anything that is written in the seal necessarily appears in what is imprinted from it, no more and no less. And so it was in the evolution of the world as well. Thus, all four discernments, world, year, soul, with their models of sustenance, which were in the world of Atzilut, came out, were imprinted, and manifested in the image of the world of Bria as well. It is the same from the world of Bria to the world of Yetzira, down to the world of Asiya. Thus, all three discernments in the reality before us are called Ashan, with all their models of sustenance, which are set before our eyes here in this world, extended and appeared here from the world of Yetzirah, and in Yetzirah from its superior. In this manner, the source of numerous details before our eyes is in the world of Atzilut. Moreover, even with the innovations that appear in this world today, each novelty must first appear above in the world of Atzilut, and from there hang down and appear to us in this world. Meaning, at least we have to accept that as a fact, and then afterwards we'll see how to work with it.
All that is discovered here in this world cascades from the world of Atzilut. There is the beginning of everything, all the action, all deeds, all incidents, the beginning of everything. It all comes down through all the world necessarily, and it's not that some place somewhere there's sort of a decision, yes or no, but it's a system. There's a decision in the head of Atzilut, and from there everything comes down to us. Necessarily. In our world, there is nothing that is born that does not come from the world of Atzilut and was not born there. And from here, of course, we can draw many results, decisions, which stem as a result. Yes. Sorry, Masha, just a sec. Can you give an example for something that comes down from the Atzilut? We learn that in the breaking of the vessels, if we're talking about worlds, then I must explain it systematically. We learn in the breaking of the vessels that happened from the Tabo down to the Siyum in the world of Nikudim. We had Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon of Nikudim. On the Parsa, There was the Zivug Cholam Shuruk and then Chirik, and the lights passed on to the Zon above and below the Parsa and broke these Kelim. As a result, the system was created that reached the Rosh of Sag, and the system of the world of Atzilut was created precisely where the world of Nikudim down to the Parsa. And this system controls. This system has built itself, and as a result of the breaking of the vessels, and also built down below the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, besides the world of Atzilut, the worlds were created. When the worlds were created, what happened from that point on? Nothing happened yet. It's only the system that was created. Now we have to really create the creature, which is the soul. So those very worlds, which were, it doesn't matter, because of Yetzirah, and afterwards they crossed upwards. They've ascended and made a coupling upon the Malchut of En Sof in its central point. And as it existed in its central point, it ascended to the system as to the Peh of Abba and Ima, so to say. And in this place where the coupling took place was born the soul. The soul, like we learn, it is its Rosh, then its Toch, then its Sof, down to the Chazal Yetzirah. This is the Neshama, the soul, a special structure called Adam HaRishon. This Adam HaRishon, it's a complete whole Partsuf, 10 Sefirot, that inside it includes, it has a Rosh, Toch, Sof, includes in itself all the connection between the separate Malchut, the Malchut of En Sof, and the Tet Rishonot. But this whole structure is a structure that came from above. Now we have to discern it from the whole system. For to be a creature outside of the system, outside of the Creator. So we pass him through that same breakage as occurred before, break him, then the Adam HaRishon breaks, falls from that level, and here he has the parts. Broken parts, pieces. These broken pieces are called the souls. Broken souls. Broken souls. And then they are above the Parsa. Below the Parsa. The broken souls. If so, we have the world of Atzilut and the world of Biyam. And the broken parts, the system is a system, and the broken parts, the souls. Now we have to correct the souls to help them correct. So the world of Atzilut shines on them, on these broken parts, awakens them, and they ask for correction. As long as these souls are broken, they do not reveal themselves. They feel themselves in Olam Shana Nefesh and the existence of reality. And this data is called this world. When they start to get an awakening from above, from the world of Atzilut, these souls feel themselves as the point in the heart, wanting to awaken, wanting to be attracted to something, using that which was given to them, like he says, by the Torah. Then they start to be included in the system itself and discover themselves in Olam, Shana, Nefesh, and the spiritual existence. You've emphasized that all that is revealed here in this world comes down from the world of Atzilut. Can you emphasize it by explaining some phenomena or feeling, whatever, something that we know from our world, how it comes down from the world of Atzilut through these parameters of Olam Shana Nefesh and the existence of reality. In the spiritual world, there are the same details like in the corporeal world. All the worlds have the same parts, and the connection between them through the pipes of connection are the same pipes. And we want or could be in connection to the system to the extent to which we're capable of fitting in that system. From above come down the forces, still vegetative animate speaking. From above, we see in our world, still vegetative, I'm speaking. Yes, yes. From above come down forces that are called Olam Shana Nefesh, and the existence or the maintenance of reality. And in our world, we can discover this. So what else to explain? How does a tree look in the world of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya in this world? There it looks a tree as in discernment of a force, of a quality. In our world, it's the same quality and force, and it seems to you in your eyes and the way you feel it, the way you identify it. Our meeting with these discernments, it begets the form. Both now, what you identify, before me there is some object. I identify it. So, if I would have been in different qualities, although I made it, doesn't matter. But if I would have been in different qualities, I would have seen this in different qualities as something else. Baal HaSulam tells us, I look at the table, and an angel sees the table differently than I do. Reality is something mutual between me and the light. So the system that brings me the Olam Shana Nefesh simply grades it for me, and I perceive another part from it and another part, but I perceive what I'm ready to perceive. The system itself doesn't exist. It exists in its potential in the world of Ensof. The moment I connect to the system, to the extent of my connection, that measure of Ein Sof is discovered as revealed as mutual between me and Ein Sof, and it is called my reality in the worlds of Briya, Yetzirah, and Atzilut. But outside of my perception, it is all Ein Sof. What do I perceive? A part of Ein Sof. A part of what I'm ready to perceive. How can I be ready? Because also I have Olam Shana Nefesh inside. And then to the extent to which I've prepared my Olam Shana Nefesh with the world of Ein Sof, it is called my degree. The measure to which I perceive it. These are very simple and realistic, defined things, very didactic, measured. There is nothing more to it than a very clear, arranged structure from above down. What is the Olam Shel HaNefesh in me? What is the Olam Shel HaNefesh, the spiritual Olam Shel HaNefesh, and how do I connect between the two? What examples did he give? Definitions. What is the world? What is the Shana? What is the Nefesh? 10 minutes ago, we read about this. You're asking me again? Let's go and read once again what Bala Sulam says. Why would I tell you something if he says this? It's more certain, it's better. True? Where did we read about this? Item Kuf Mem Gimel, please. Page 368. It means the outer part of reality, like the sky and the firmaments and the earth and the seas. You see also the seas. Things that aren't exactly you could hold in your discernment of in your senses. But nonetheless, it what comes and goes. Meaning including the times, so to say, the changes, which are written in the Holy Torah. All these are called by the name of world, which are written in the Torah. He doesn't tell you that what you feel in this world. You hear what he says? That the reality which are the earth and the seas and the skies, etc., which are written in the Torah. That are written in the Torah. The Holy Torah. Holy means separate from our world. Kadosh, holy means separate. It's in that exists in the quality of bestowal. All these are called world. The inner part of reality, man and beast, animals and various birds, etc., brought in the Torah, which exist in the above places called outer part, are called soul. Meaning, if you read in the Torah, he tells you what's written in the Torah. He doesn't tell you in this world. He doesn't tell you about zoology, biology, physics. He tells you what's written in the Torah. He divides the whole story of the Torah, the picture which awakens in you by reading the Torah. He wants you to divide it into such pieces, into externality, which is called world, internality, which is in the same world called nefesh, and cascading of the inner part of the inner part of reality, man and beast, animals, various birds, brought in the Torah, which exists above, called outer parts. The evaluation of the reality throughout the generation is called cause and consequence. For example, in the evolution of the heads of the generation from Adam HaRishon through Joshua and Caleb, who came to the land, which are brought in the Torah, the father is considered the cause of the son, who is caused by him. Now, if you call it Torah, you have now what to divide. It belongs to Torah. Olam belongs to the internal part, and what has to do with the Olam, Shana, Nefesh, the changes between them, cause and consequence, the process they undergo, it's called Shana.
Well, it's clear. He's not talking about our world. He's saying about what is written in the Torah. As a result, of course, we can make the same division in our world, but what will you get out of that? Go ahead. Similarly, all the conducts of the existence of reality, both external and internal, meaning the force that moves them, the energy of which they receive in order to exist, in order to live, in order to sustain themselves. In there, every incident and conduct brought in the Torah are called existence of reality. Meaning, that's what moves them to any to a certain direction. And accordingly, a process that develops is called a year, on the internality called soul, on the externality called world, the force that puts them into action, that's called the existence of reality. But when it pushes them into the action, they already exist according to those patterns, according to that machine, which is called soul and world, and the steps that they go through have to be defined as year, as time, as actions of cause and consequence. Meaning, we can ask here, who determines what determines who's more and who's less? There is no such thing. There is none. Because world, year, soul, and existence of reality, they come already defined, all of them. But without existence of reality, it won't move. But if it will move, it will move according to the defined cause and consequence in the year that acts mutually also on soul and also on world. And the Torah tells us about this entire process, how it happens. That's it, from the beginning until the end. What does it explain to you? It explains to you the existence of reality, and then the year, very important, and how it works in this mutual connection between Nefesh, soul, and Olam, world. Soul and world are called internality and externality of reality. Year is cause and consequence, how this reality works, by this inner force, this energy, which is called existence of reality. Meaning, usually we read about what happens in Nefesh and Olam, soul and world, and what happens to them, we read in the states called a year. It's like a novel that you read, Torah, and it divides it to you simply. Go to a scientist, and he'll tell you that you go to a historian, and he'll tell you how to divide it. It's an approach, it's a healthy approach for the research, for the examination of reality. It's not that it's convenient to divide it that way, but they see that it is truly is divided that way. Okay, now it is much clearer, but it is still unclear if all of that is in the Torah. How is it connected to me now? I don't know. If you're not connected to the Torah, then it's not connected to you. Whoever wants to connect, then he begins to understand. Now, what is written in the Torah, don't think that it's written only in the Pentateuch. Because the Torah is called this whole system of the existence of Olam Shana Nefesh, and all of reality is brought there, also in the language of Kabbalah, and in the Halacha and Talmud, And all that is called Torah. Now, if you begin to refer to what it says there about world, year, soul, and existence of reality, it explains to you about the entire process that you have to go through. Because in the existence of reality, you enter a process called year. What does it work on, though? It works on the soul, that the soul will go through these stages according to the world. That's it. Who is all this thing intended for? For the soul. So the soul will go through all these stages. Let's continue. Let's see. And the sages have said that you don't have a weed that grows from above that doesn't have someone from above that strikes him down and says grow, and that is the secret that a person cannot make any movement from below until it is called upon from above. What he said now, I don't understand. That also now I'm in existence of reality and world, your soul. What person is he saying about? Who is he speaking about? In this world we're activated from above. That's clear. We don't have freedom of choice. And it's all defined from above. Then, yeah, that's clear. So, there's a difference between what I know that happens now and what I want through these actions that I'm in. Because, what is a person, human being? He's activated, he's in action from the Creator. If the Creator wouldn't have acted, there wouldn't have been the human. In our world, we see an object, and the action that I do on the object. But in spirituality, it doesn't work that way. In spirituality, the actual action is the reality. If there wasn't the action of the light on an object, it wouldn't exist. While the light works on this object, it exists. The moment the light stops working on the object, it doesn't exist. Our world is still, it's inanimate. So we feel that's it, that's the way it exists. As if it's just standing there. It's not true. If a person begins to feel that he is under these four stages of his advancement, existence of reality, world, year, soul, why does he write that it all comes down from above to us? That is, so we will be able to reveal the upper reality, the true reality where we actually are in now. In what? Start reading properly what it says in the books. Start reading in the books how it's written in world, your soul, and existence of reality. You have to depict yourself in that, in the state as they are written. Read again, please. Where on page 368, bottom paragraph. This is the meaning of the words of our sages. There is not a blade of grass below that does not have a fortune and a guide above, which strikes it and tells it, grow. And you're like that blade of grass that you have a fortune and guide above that's telling you to grow. So think, what I'm thinking now, what I feel now, and what I decide now. There's a guide above that brings me these things. So start connecting to that God. Start feeling that everything you think about Him, that also He gives you. And anything you think against Him, also that is given by Him. Everything. Start from all that criticism. And then what happens? Then you'll begin to somehow to grasp something. Yes? Item 145, page 369. Know that because of the clothing of the Torah in the three discernments of world, year, soul, and their existence in the material world, produce the prohibitions, impurities, and interdictions found in the revealed Torah. It has been explained above that the Creator is clothed in it by way of the Torah and the creature are one, but in great concealment. This is because these material dresses are the wings that cover and hide Him. However, the clothing of the Torah in the form of the pure world year soul and their existence in the three upper worlds called Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira are generally named the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning, if you feel your existence now in world, year, soul, that it's completely concealed, the one who manages all of it, that is called Torah of this world, which you're in. Now, if you're religious or non-religious, not important. If you're Jewish or not, not important. You're in it. You're in it, very simple. That's your existence. That's your life. That's the order of the activation of the souls towards the end of correction in a way that they're not aware of. They're not aware of it, so what can you do? That's called the Torah of this world. And of course there are many discernments here towards these and those, never mind. But what does he want to say here? When you begin to feel this system that there the activator exists in, then basically it's called that you're in the wisdom of Kabbalah or in the world of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira. Why is he saying that the world of Asiya is this world? He writes the same in a few other places as well, that the last degree of the world of Asiya is this world. That's how we define it. Even though there are also many degrees and many discernments of in the world of Asiya. Yes. When he writes about the external reality and the internal reality, it seems like there's this general matter and the inner, more inner part of the matter called nefesh. Where is the I that I call soul? That's where the person begins, and the more external forms that we call days and seas and skies. And so where's the difference that the same part of the matter you can call soul and the other part of matter you can call it skies and seas? And then you say that world, year, soul, there's an action that you can change.
In the spiritual world, it is all forces. And now you're asking as follows: how are these forces and what kind of a connection are they between them? This is the question with respect to Olam, Shana Nefesh, and the existence of reality, because both the Creator, a certain picture, a certain discernment that comes within my perception, and not something outside of me, only that I discern within what I am, that there's something that sustains this whole thing, and it I call the Creator. But it's me who discerns, and I depict Him in my qualities, The same with the whole matter of Olam Shana Nefesh, world, your soul, we're talking about, same thing. When I am in spirituality, I discover the world, the year, and the soul, and the existence of reality as a different order of forces that work on each other. And in them there is internality and externality, which is nefesh and olam, soul and world. And in them there are such forces that are clear to me as cause and consequence, them being called year. And in them there is an upper thought and a force that leads this whole thing, which is the existence of reality. I don't understand what else to say. Maybe I'll try to explain it a bit better. Where in these forces that there's a general thought about and there's this change in, where's the I here? Where's the how do I differ here? I is the one who discovers all of them. I am the screen upon which they're revealed. Can't find the words. The one who reveals it is called the I. And this is the screen, the measure of equivalence, the measure of revelation. In spirituality, here in the revelation of Ashan, Olam Shana Nefesh, and the existence of reality, you have no ability to discern it in spirituality because you revealed it in a coupling. And to divide it into parts and pieces, it's the sensation is mutual. It comes as a result of the participation, of your participation with something. And therefore, in this feeling, you're not called the creature before you discover the Creator. So where in this feeling that I discover the Creator, where is He and where am I? Together. Otherwise, there can't be a creator without a creature and a creature without a creator. You discover it to the extent of your equivalence. So that you say, where am I here? A person's I is considered to be the measure of his matchment to the Creator. Otherwise, you don't exist. Yes. Exactly this point that you've explained, is it like a speed second, or it's like grows? I can't say. I also don't think that you have to try. There's not much words to it. Yes, Asaf. In continuance to it, first of all, there are really many students from the Learning Center that are joining us, and Jeff from New York is asking. He says, it's very hard for me to understand all these terms that you talk about. Do I have to understand them better in order for it to allow me to connect to the friends in the upcoming Congress? First of all, the terms that we're talking about, they're not hard terms. They're emotional terms. It's possible to discern them only in feeling and not in mind. You don't need to study much before this, but any ordinary person in our world that finished school and doesn't even have to know that this how it is discerned into Olam Shana Nefesh, into emotions and understanding. This is how we do it naturally. This is how it comes down from above. Now we have only one problem. How in our perception of reality in Olam Shana Nefesh and the existence of reality, how do we gradually start to discover these four spiritual discernment, but through our world we started to see them, understand them, discover them, feel them, simply be incorporated. This is what we're talking about, and approaching there, it's necessarily by the mutual actions, as the Kabbalists say. Therefore he understands or doesn't understand, as much as he's tied or not tied, the Olam Shana Nefesh to or reality, the group, the Congress, etc. He has to believe the Kabbalists that what they write, they understand, and to realize it. And to realize, I'm telling you. This is actually all that we have left. After being managed from above, we're demanded only a simple response from below, very simple response. As much as possible and natural inclination, even naive, I'd say. I want, that's it, that's what he wants from us, for us to say, I want, like a baby. Not in confusions, philosophizations, lie or anything else. Just say, I want. You'll be able to do it, you'll receive. You won't, you won't. Therefore, the wise, the philosophized, they should stay at home. This is why the Congress we had in Buenos Aires succeeded. People came with an open heart. Well, there it's a special place, such people. And therefore, it was very powerful. Although maybe it wasn't felt. But it was success. If we would have succeeded this way in the philosophized places like Europe or America, it would have been something tremendous. But let's hope. And by this we shall conclude for the time being. Several announcements. This upcoming Thursday, 10th of September, students and viewers from all around the world are invited to celebrate the New Year's like one family, sing together, connect to the hearts of the friends, mutual meal, and the most important thing is we'll get a key to the spiritual year and a special lesson by Rabbi Leitman about Rosh Hashanah, 6 p.m., 10th of October of September, Amphivol, Tel Aviv. For further details, 1-700-509-209 or CUP-COIL. Today, Sunday, special day of broadcast on CUP TV. 4 p.m. live, the virtual lesson with Rav Leitman in Hebrew, Russian, Spanish, English, German, French, and 5:30 kids lesson, and 6:45 World Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you very much, and have a great day and a great night.
אדם הוא עולם קטן, עבורו נברא העולם. אהבת חברים מחפש הוא כל החיים. אהבת חברים מחפש הוא כל החיים. דרך ליבו של חבר רואים עולם אחר, עולם שתמיד בו קיים, עולם אמיתי ומושלם, עולם שתמיד בו קיים, עולם אמיתי ומושלם. יחד, יחד, בלי ספקות ופחד, על השנאה נעלה. יחד, יחד, נתעורר ביחד ונאהב זה את זה. הקשרים בינינו עוזרים לגלות את יחד יחד נדרוש תיקון ביחד ונפיץ ידע זה יחד יחד וזה נעשה לא נחת והטוב יתגלה יחד יחד נדרוש תיקון ביחד ונפיץ ידע זה יחד יחד וזה נעשה לא נחת והטוב יתגלה הבורא הוא הקשר בינינו הוא יוצר את הכל בתוכנו העולם הגשמי נעלם תוכו פשוט ומושלם העולם הגשמי נעלם תוכו פשוט ומושלם יחד, יחד, לשלמות ביחד, מעולם מדומה. יחד, יחד, על עצמנו יחד, לנצח ביחד נחיה. ביחד, יחד, שטחים גם יחד, כולם נכללים זה בזה.